This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Bratton and Harry Siegel, and we turn to common sense for the New York City subways that are burdened by recovery, by the inability of New York to have confidence in safety on the street. This has been true for several years now. We apply, however, what is to be done. Harry, you have a question for the commissioner.
Staying with Eric Adams and what you've called his common sense approach to public safety, he's emphatically denied that the NYPD's enhanced quality of life policing now has anything to do with the broken windows approach that you originally implemented, I suppose, in 1994. Adams has declared, we're not going back to the policing that I fought to change. So when you left as commissioner for the second time, I recall Mayor de Blasio saying, broken windows has to be seen for what it is, quality of life policing that helped us to address the problem of disorder. So my question here, is there really a difference between quality of life policing and broken windows policing, or for that matter, between a unit that targets guns that's called the street crime unit in 1994, or the anti-crime unit in 2014, or the neighborhood safety unit in 2022? Or is this all basically a question of rebranding the same common sense approach?
There are no differences of significance. There are nuances. It's rebranding. The anti-crime unit of 2022 is basically the same one I had, the street crime unit of 1994. Better trained in some respects because they're now assisted by a lot more technology than we had back in 94. But broken windows, quality of life. Why do we have a 311 system in this city? What are the majority of the calls that went to 311? Broken windows, quality of life complaints. The gang on the corner drinking, the loud party that goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning, the outsized barbecues. Those are all quality of life offenses where the majority of people are basically assaulted by the misbehavior or the inappropriate behavior of others. And broken windows, quality of life policing is community policing. It is responding to what the community wants, which are norms of behavior that we should all subscribe to. So I'm mystified sometimes when the mayor does talk about that he's not going back to broken windows policing. It's because the politicians of the left have found a way to basically equate that with the bad habits of overuse, stop, question, frisk, this idea that it's having overly adverse impact on the city's minority community. Well, in a city that is 70% minority, you're going to have the majority of activity that's impacting on that population, says the majority of the population. New York City is only 33% Caucasian now. The rest of the city is minority black or brown or Asian. So the idea of attacking quality of life, broken windows, is what people want addressed. They want that aggressive beggar off the street. They want that prostitute who's basically plying their trade on their doorstep dealt with. They want that graffiti that has exploded all over the city that makes it look so dangerous dealt with. They want the things that create fear to be addressed. And the district attorneys and the legislature are not supporting the police who have the capabilities to address it without some of the abuses of the past. They're better trained. We have a majority minority police force now that that everybody has been demanding. So it's a conundrum that and it's like trying to unravel a Rubik's Cube in some respects. Harry, your father once wrote that wonderful book, The Future Once Happened Here, back that was my Bible coming in. He predicted it. It's happening again. Harry's father wrote a wonderful book about the Lindsay years, the 60s and 70s, and that they might come back again. And for 25 years, I said crime would never go up in this city again. But boy, was I wrong, because the future once happened here, and it's happening again.
Mr. Commissioner, you write in the Daily News that the way to start this common sense is to identify the precincts with the highest number of quality of life complaints. That 17, you name them. I'm presuming the statistics are there. That would be straightforward without entering into these philosophical debates about what is happening, to identify where the complaints are and responding to the people who live there.
The challenge is that we now have what we call precision policing, something that I helped to create. It's basically the next generation from predictive policing, forward CompStat policing. It is the idea, like a doctor, precisely being able to identify where are the most significant illnesses and causes of those illnesses. And in New York City, there are about 17 out of the 76 precincts that have the vast majority of crime being reported right now, particularly the Bronx and Brooklyn. In many respects, that hasn't changed in 50 years. Those areas are predominantly minority, if not total minority, and therein lies the crux of the problem, because it is felt that the police in the past were abusive in those communities, over-policing, particularly over-policing quality of life types of offenses. And why are police policing those offenses? Because they're responding, by and large, to calls from residents of those neighborhoods to do something about those quality of life offenses. But it was the response over the years that was then challenged, the too much stop, question, frisk, too many arrests when summonses could be issued, too many summonses when an admonition might work. And so we have created this dilemma now where those requesting the help, basically when the police do try to help, they're being challenged as too many police in our neighborhoods. The police are behaving inappropriately. Therein lies the challenge for Mr. Adams to have police who can't police constitutionally, consistently, poor neighborhood, rich neighborhood, white neighborhood, black neighborhood, and who police compassionately in dealing with human beings. He's got a great challenge ahead of him.
Harry, we have about a minute. Go ahead.
There's an incredible chart showing the precincts with the most shootings, and they don't really change the top 10 from 1993
to
2021. Starting with the 7-3 and the 7-5, Brownsville in East New York. What does that tell you? And is there some policing answer to changing that dynamic?
We have about 30 seconds, well, Mr. Commissioner.
Good news is that even with this crime crisis, those numbers are way down from what they were in the 1990s. So there has been improvement. The killing fields of the 75th precinct, 150 murders in 1990-91, now down maybe 15 or 20. There has been extraordinary improvement, but the problem is the disease is once again growing. And that's the challenge, how to basically in the 21st century address what was a solved problem in the 20th century.
Bill Bratton, former police commissioner of New York, former commissioner of the Transit Authority when transit police were in the IRT that I rode in 50 years ago. Harry Siegel, the New York Daily News. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.